Matura Exam 4. Extended. Exercise 2. Page 66. Recording 1.
There are lots of superstitions in the theatre world. Perhaps the most famous one concerns Shakespeare's Macbeth. Actors appearing in productions of this bloodthirsty play will refuse to mention its name on or near the stage for fear of bad luck. Instead, they'll call it the Scottish play or the Scottish tragedy. The origins of this superstition may go all the way back to the play's first night, when an actor was supposedly killed on stage by a real dagger that was used instead of a stage prop. To be fair, the play contains lots of fight scenes, and it is likely that more actors are injured in this play than in many others.
Recording 2.
The summer months are traditionally the time when the big studios wheel out their big superhero movies, and this year is no exception. Audiences obviously enjoy this particular genre, with recent successes like The Avengers, Iron Man 3 and The Dark Knight Rises making a combined total of over $3.5 billion worldwide. That's not to say that superheroes haven't graced the silver screen before, but in these days of CGI, 3D and IMAX, the spectacle is certainly much more impressive than, for instance, the man-on-a-wire flying sequences of the Superman films from the late 70s.
Recording 3.
For many years now, public libraries have been at the heart of most communities. So what are the reactions now that they face being closed due to government cuts?
Well, there have been plenty of strong reactions. Apart from the national campaigns that have taken place, there have been a lot of local events designed to raise awareness of just how important libraries are for communities. Personally, I don't think that anything is going to change because of these protests. I know that some local councils have withdrawn plans to close local branches, but these cases are few and far between. On the one hand, the government states that education is a basic right, but on the other hand, it's closing a valuable educational resource. I don't think the government is thinking about the future at all.